and hoeing it or weeding it.
Well, after you chop it, of course, you've got to go and do it repeatedly to get the weeds.
Right. But when you did it that the second and third time, would you still call that chopping, or would you call it hoeing or weeding?
No, hoeing.
Hoeing, I got you. All right. And was there any other kind of grass that bothered you?
Oh, yes, there's various types of grass. But we wouldn't bother it too much if anything. You have some Bermuda grass, and that was something that was really
tough. Yeah. That's okay. Well, let me just see how that's been. All right, we were talking about the cotton. Now, I wanted to ask you a little bit about the kinds of fields and patches and things you might have had on the farm.
Well, we had sometimes a joke peanuts. Well, I mean, small amount just for home consumption, something like that. And sweet potatoes, maybe some people call them spuds, but Irish potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Home use, you know, because we lived a long ways from the city.
Yeah.
And they grow the most of all their things for home use, but except coffee and spices and things like that.
Yeah.
You know, sago, some people call it syrup. We have expressed it. We raised that. That was syrup meal. We'd boil it, strip a cane, grind it, and boil it. Probably have enough, you know, to run through the whole season. And then they would have fruits and things preserved or canned, you know, whatever. And then they'd have hogs for the meat supply.
Yeah.
And they could grind it into sausage and pack it in jars or whatever. They had no freezers or things like that. You know.
Sure.
And even they'd stuff it maybe in. It seemed like some of them did it with shucks, corn shucks. But then they folded up and make a
Did you ever use the insides of a hog for stuffing sausage?
No, I don't think my family ever did that. I've heard of it, though.
Did they eat that stuff, the insides of
the... Oh, yes, it was called chitlin. It's a wonderful...
How did you eat them, boiled or fried, or both?
Well, naturally, it has to be stewed to start with, and then fried, yes. They're most delicious, that and tripe, too.
The tripe is the...
inside of a cow's stomach.
Okay.
I mean, stomach from the internal.
Right.
Bull or anything.
Yeah, did you ever call anything a maw?
Maw.
The center, the stomach. You always call that tripe.
Oh, tripe, yeah.
All right. How about the melt?
Melt up is a... thing kind of like a liver or a texture that grows on the stomach, but I don't know what part of that performs in the diet of a cow or digestion system or what, but then it's there.
I see.
And it is.
Did you eat that? Did you have any kind of a preparation that you made where you take the you might take tripe and the melt and liver and lights and grind it all up into a...
I don't think I've ever seen a spread like that, but however, it could have been done by the ones that looked after the cookie, you know, mother, sister, or something, but no, I had nothing.
I just wondered if there was anything you ever call hashlets or haslets. Hashlets.
Hash is called, that's just giblets of meat.
Right, I see. Okay, did you, like you'd call the place, how much cotton would you raise at a time?
Never tried to do too much. We carried on too many other type of operations. I had about 6 acres, I guess.
Right. Now, would you call that a patch or a field?
A field.